Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Ever wonder what the USDA certified organic label on your food stands for? Or what the difference is between organic and all natural? You might be surprised. Visit stonyfield.com to understand what organic means and why it's really worth it. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Kiribati is a collection of 32 atolls and a coral island, home to 100,000 people spread over more than a million square miles of Pacific Ocean. The low-lying land is covered with palm trees and surrounded by pristine reefs. It's a picture postcard of paradise, but soon it'll be paradise lost. Global warming is melting the ice caps, raising the level of the seas, sinking Kiribati under the waves. E-Kiribati, who have called the island's home for 3,000 years, are already looking into places to relocate, and one of those places doesn't even exist yet. As President Anote Tong explained to me on a scratchy phone line from Tarawa, the capital of Kiribati.
Yeah, you're talking about the concept of floating islands?
Yes.
The idea is it's just like a drilling rig, but I think we must be in the position to offer the option, the choices to our people.
You're actually thinking that it might be possible to actually create oil rigs, basically, that are large enough to serve as a homeland for your people.
Oh, can you give me any other choices if our islands are going to be underwater? I mean, the only other option is to relocate, and that's not very attractive. I think it would be so unfortunate if one day there would be no nation of Kiribati. Any marginal rise in sea level is quite catastrophic for us. What we are seeing is intrusion of salt water into the freshwater ponds where people cultivate their food crops. We're struggling. We're building seawalls, but they're breaching that. And so the food crop production is being affected. It's affecting the livelihood of people. And the frequency of communities being displaced is increasing.
When I heard about this, I started looking around to see if anybody had done anything like this. And it turns out that the idea might not be so far-fetched. There was a tribe in Peru that built 40 grass islands in the middle of Lake Titicaca.
Mm-hmm. Well, building islands is an option that we would consider, first of all. That would be our first choice, to build up the islands that we have. But we understand it's going to be extremely, extremely expensive exercise. As you will understand, our islands don't have a continental shelf, so there is no material that we can dredge up to build up the islands.
So basically building up your islands with material that you would have to import?
That's basically it, because if we have to use material that we're already on top of the seamounts that we are, we're going to be able to build up only small areas because we don't have enough material. So it will be possible, but it's not a viable solution. It has to be done in a different manner.
It really begs the question of how do you save not just the people, but the cultural identity if you have to evacuate a homeland that you've occupied for 3,000 years?
I think that question is really an unprecedented question. And the question that we probably, and together with other countries, have to face. I think we would be able to better maintain our culture if the population could remain intact in some form, in somewhere, with a distinct culture, some semblance of sovereignty. It's a very interesting intellectual exercise. But unfortunately, it is something that we have to deal with on a practical level at some point in time in the future. And the problem is of such a magnitude that we are considering even the most unlikely possibility. I think the international community has to see the desperate situation that we have to face. And really, because it's not a consequence of our doing, but a result of events which have taken place over the decades in other parts of the world.
How much do you think it'll cost to save your nation?
Oh, I think it's going to cost billions of dollars. The question is finding the right engineering solution. And I think the point that I'm trying to make in discussing issues like floating islands is that if you can come up with a better engineering solution, please come forward and advise us.
Well, President Tong, I want to wish you and the people of Kiribati the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
President Anote Tong spoke to us from Tarawa, the capital city of Kiribati.